Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Superior Livestock presents the Bell Ringer Auction January 14th and 15th in Denver, offering 76,000 head of outstanding commercial cattle, including Holsteins, Jersey steers, yearling steers and heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows, bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call us at 800-422-2117. Don't miss Superior Livestock's Bell Ringer Auction January 14th and 15th at the Doubletree Stapleton North in Denver, Colorado.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's kind of take a look at these livestock futures. How did everything kind of end up yesterday?
Well, unfortunately, it did not end on the positive side. We saw, once again, mostly negative trading in our cattle complex, and the close was also negative. Profit-taking and technical selling continues to pressure the cattle lower. There was some cash bids of 132 to 133 in the Southern Plains, but no trade took place. Now, we saw choice box beef continue to go higher, up $3.12 yesterday. Select boxes up $2.09. Total movement of 107 loads, a daily cattle kill, 110,000 head, and the cash feeder index down 72 cents. The lean hogs closed mostly positive yesterday. On the close, Feb cattle down 65, March feeders were down 52, and Feb lean hogs closed 15 lower.
We'll check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets.
All right, Tom,
from the Oklahoma
back again,
Farm
everyone.
Report.
Let's kind of check these grain futures. And, well, another tough day on the grains, particularly for the wheat futures yesterday in Kansas City and Chicago both.
That's right. We saw the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all trading close negative yesterday. And as Dave said, the wheat yesterday gave back most of the gains they had seen on Thursday and Friday. Now, trading was a combination of technical selling and positioning ahead of this morning's USDA reports at 11 o'clock this morning. We will see the release of the annual corn and soybean production, updated ending stocks numbers, December 1 quarterly stocks, and the winter wheat estimated acreage. Now, trading overnight has been an active volume and mixed price action. At the moment, March KC wheat unchanged, March corn also unchanged, March soybeans trading a quarter of a penny lower, March cotton is up 35 points, February crude oil 26 cents higher, the March dollar index is 35 cents higher, and March Dow Jones futures up 172 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today. And, of course, we're going to check in with you again tomorrow. Now, that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.